Some Hopkins County residents who need help with utility bills or need assistance with weatherization of their homes recently lost those services through NETO or Northeast Texas Opportunities. The Texoma Council of Governments, based in Sherman, is providing some services, and they hope to have a larger role in our area in the future. And I talk with Brenda Smith, Energy Services Program Manager for Texoma COG.
Texoma Council of Governments in Sherman, Texas, we've been around for about 40 years, and our utility assistance program and weatherization programs have been around for at least 35. We operate that in Cook, Fannin, and Grayson counties. We've done weatherization in this area already. Recently, the folks here in your area lost the ability to access the utility assistance program. Mm-hmm. We are now coming to this area every week. Every Thursday, we will be in some town at some location to serve as many people as we can between now and the end of the year. We know here at the end of the summer, people have high electric bills that they're not able to pay. We want to help them with that. We know the cold weather will be here someday. We want to help with propane and gas payments also. This week, we will be at The Rock here in Sulphur Springs.
Oh, okay.
And next week, I believe we will be in Mount Vernon at the Sheriff's Department. And then we will be back in Sulphur Springs for a couple more dates in October. And also in Mount Vernon, we'll also be in Paris, Texas. So I'm going to give you some phone numbers that folks can call to get specific locations. We're trying to cover as much of the area as we can. Mm-hmm. So the first number they could call is 903-813-3541 or 903-813-3553. Mm-hmm. And we will have people there Monday through Thursday is the days to call those numbers. And we can tell you the exact location and your appointment time to see us.
I know that there was an office, I think, was at our fire station maybe, for the old program that I guess has now disappeared.
Yes, sir.
That was available through NETO, I believe.
Yes, sir.
And so I don't know if at some point that might be restored, but I guess that's a discussion with a county judge.
You know, those are in the future plans even for the program. I believe there are several people, several agencies interested in being able to provide this service, us being one of those. And so what we had endeavored to do for what's going on right now through the end of the year is to serve as many people as we can in whatever locations we're able to.
Mm-hmm. Do you have an idea of how many that NETO may have been serving through this service?
Or? I don't know their yearly demographics for the program. I know they had seen over 200 families earlier this year. We've seen well over 100 already since the middle of August.
Uh-huh.
And we're scheduled already for at least 50 more families in the next couple of weeks. And so we're just trying to serve as many as we can. In our area, in our three counties, we have served probably around 890 families this year.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not as many counties, but we're about the same amount of population total as this service area is. And I think last year we served around 1,100 families
mm-hmm.
in Sherman.
KSST News.